أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولئن شئنا لنذهبن بالذي أوحينا إليك ثم لا تجد لك به علينا وكيلا إلا رحمة من ربك إن فضله كان عليك كبيرا قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 86, 87 and 88 of Surah Bani Israel. In the last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the questioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the ruh, about the soul. Allah made it clear that knowledge belongs all to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala disseminates whatever Allah has in His wisdom, that Allah feels that must be passed on to man, that knowledge Allah Ta'ala passes, and that knowledge which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not wish to be passed on to humankind, to mankind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not do so. So this prowling with regards to the ruh, with the soul, and whatever the realities of the soul be, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not wish to pass over to insan, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not do that. Here in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes one very important aspect clear to us, addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this is for the ummah and this is for the whole of mankind. Allah says, wala in shi'na, that if we so desired, la nadhhabanna bil ladhi awhayna ilayk, then we would have taken away, we would have snatched away that which we reveal to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The knowledge of this Quran we could have taken away, or the words of the Quran Sharif we could have taken away. If that was the desire of Allah, then there is nothing that stops Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from doing so. Although the address is to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is to each and every individual, that this knowledge that Allah Ta'ala sends down, this Quran that Allah Ta'ala sends down, like in the next ayah we will see, is a rahmah. It is a mercy from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a rahmah and a mercy that we need to appreciate, and we need to know that whatever Allah so desires, Allah will reveal. Whatever Allah Ta'ala so desires not to reveal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not reveal. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا, then you would not find for yourselves to bring against us any guarantor, any helper. When this Quran is taken away, the meaning or the words of the Quran Sharif, then there is no one else that can become the wakil, the helper, the guarantor to reinstate this Quran. That is the priority of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this actually addresses the issue of prowling regarding things that we not supposed to be going into. All of that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts a stop to. Illa rahmatan min rabbik, but of course it is but the rahmah of your Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is Allah's rahmah. Allah made us part of the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Allah's rahmah that we are reciters of the Quran Sharif. It is Allah's rahmah that Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to learn the meaning of the Quran Sharif. All of this is the rahmah of Allah, a rahmah that we should appreciate and be thankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna fadlahu kana alayka kabira. Certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fadl is absolutely great upon you, In other words, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then whoever thereafter follows the sunnah and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by way of the recitation of the Quran and also then pursuing the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Then on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala, and look at the great balance of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to make it clear that this Quran is not the word of any human being, but it is the word of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala in this ayah and many other ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the challenge to the entire mankind, and here even jinnkind, قُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِ, that say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if all insan, all jinnat, all of them get together, عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, to bring about an example of this Qur'an, or to bring about an equivalence of this Qur'an, لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِ, they will not be able to bring even an equivalence to the Qur'an, forget the original Qur'an, not one ayah, not one surah, and man, now how many years has passed, over 1400 years, this challenge is there, there is no one that can bring one single ayah like that of the Qur'an Sharif. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا, that even though some of them may be helpers over others, they can come all together and they can agree that they are going to do this, they will not be able to do so. So this shows that it is not the kitab that was written, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this is kalamullah, this is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.